Okay, let's start with year two. A lot of people in their second year talking about how, you know, camp is totally different. Like the first camp was like blowing your mind, and the second camp is a lot. So are you experiencing that? Does it seem different for you than last year or what?
Way different. You know, last year it was just brand new to me. It was tough. It was hard.
A little overwhelming?
Yeah, very overwhelming. But now you kind of know what to expect, what to do, what the coach is looking for. You know, as first year you didn't really know that much.
Yeah. Talk about Coach Fair. He pushes you guys pretty hard. We can hear him, you know, during practice.
Yeah, he pushes us pretty hard. You know, he wants the best out of us. So anything he critiques, he wants us to see us, you know, just excel. So if we do a drill, he wants us to finish strong, you know, execute, get the keys right. Because for the most part, all the drills that we do by us individuals is going to transfer over to the field, and it pays off if we do it correctly.
Right. And you're a Philly guy, right?
Yes.
You're originally from Philly.
Yeah.
And you were committed somewhere else and then flipped to Illinois. Am I remembering that correctly? You committed somewhere else for a little bit?
Yes, I was committed to Rutgers.
Yeah. So what was it about Illinois that led it to your final destination?
Academics, the rebuilding process. I just trusted the rebuild and Coach Fair. You know, he had a major contribution in that. He coached in the NFL. When I came on my visit, he showed me, and I just believed in his, you know, what he said.
Right, and it's such an interesting thing that, so you're on your visit, Coach Fair, but Cubitt was the head coach, but Fair was putting in the Lovie Smith defense, you know, out looking for players for that defense, found you. And then a month after you sign, Lovie Smith becomes your head coach. You
know,
it's quite an interesting development.
It was crazy. It was something I've never seen because, you know, one of my teachers in high school said, "Oh man, you got a curse on you because I committed to Rutgers. Whole staff got fired.
Right.
I came here, majority of the staff got fired. You know,
right.
It was like, wish you the best, and everything just worked out.
Everything worked out. Yeah. And so now you're getting, you know, a lot more tick, a lot more plays out there. You know, feeling more comfortable, I guess, in the defense and everything else.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I love it. You know, they put me out there so I can work on my craft and get better at what I'm doing. It's a lot of stuff I have to work on, and I'm just working every day.
Yeah.
Daily improvement, the little things I'm just trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And tell me about those younger guys. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, seven new defensive linemen around you.
Yeah.
You know, how are they doing?
Great. They are full of energy, and they are ready to work, and I just love that because it reminds me of myself when I was a freshman, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Because, you know, you're just ready. You want to learn. You want to just do everything or try to do everything and be great at it, and that's just what they bring to the table, and I love it.
So are you the only Philly guy now? Like, you got to rep Philly sports around here and everything else?
Me and Daley Harden.
Harden,
he's from Philly too. So it's me and him. We actually are roommates.
Are you?
We got an apartment together, so we
put up Sixers banners and everything else.
Just like that. Eagles, you know.
Right.
Stillers, you know. That's all we are.
I hear you. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm Bob Osterson.